coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Football Friday. And on Mino and the Mayor, we've got Nikki Z in the house. Say something, Nikki Z.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. We got Mark from, Bell and Sports Medicine in the house.
Good morning.
We've got Dennis from the Glam Band in the house.
How's it going, eh?
And I'm going to let Dennis from the Glam Band introduce our very special guest.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
I just got the cold sweats. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who made Wisconsin famous from, let's say, late 1980s, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When hairstyles were the thing.
Yes.
He's the guy that he made the trend happen.
He did.
He's the guy that individually turned Green Bay into a winning town again.
Yes, he did.
People got to remember that.
We do.
He's the man. He's the magic man. He's number 7. A late round draft pick out of University of Virginia, ladies and Germans.
Very
number 7. Magic man. Don Rakowski.
Magic. Yo, good morning.
Good morning. Very well done there, Dennis.
Ooh. Ooh. Woo. Dennis actually got nervous, Magic.
I'm scared.
I've never seen Dennis nervous before. He got a little choked up there.
I was gonna say I do for a second there. Holy shnikes. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks. Hey, you did a great job. I should have came in studio now that I was thinking about it, but I apologize that I didn't.
Well, we can handle this.
I mean, sure, we're on until 9.
Yeah,
we'll hang out.
You got time.
That's fine.
You got time. Well, you're actually in town for some special events, though, right?
Yeah, I'm in town. I'm here all the way till Thanksgiving. It's the third year in a row that my wife's from Milwaukee, Menominee Falls. So now that we're empty nesters, we've been spending the last 2 seasons. This will be our 3rd in Green Bay. So I'm here till Thanksgiving, and I go all the games, and hopefully the after parties after games like we did last year at the home opener when we did win and we had that big comeback against the Saints and the Glam Band was rocking over at the at Stadium View.
That was special, brother. I think your energy, I think, permeated amongst everywhere down Lombardi and whatnot. And I think your energy had a lot to do with it, man.
That was fun. No, that was cool. But, we really enjoy being back here now, and I stay really busy just doing, a lot of community work, a lot of personal appearances and so forth. So I really enjoy being back here. Wisconsin fans are absolute best. They always welcome you when you come back and make you feel great. So I love it.
Don, when you come back here, are there certain places you still want to stop just for old time's sake?
Yeah, well, we always go to Nicky's. That was a big hangout of ours in De Pere.
Can you be more specific?
St. Norbert there, so. Why is everyone laughing?
There's a Nikki Z in the house.
Yeah. And you said you went over to Nikki's.
Nikki. Yeah. Oh, that is awkward. Oh. That didn't even make me uncomfortable because I'm such a fan of Nikki's, the establishment provider.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Nikki's.
Right. That is.
Sorry, I was way off.
That's
right.
Funny.
That's how rumors get started, Dennis. You turkey nuts.
Thanks for noticing.
Go ahead, Madge.
No, and then, the Stadium View is always a great place. I know a lot of people there at the Stadium View and, and doozies, the regular spots.
And your segment is sponsored by Burkle's One Block Over.
Yep.
So
just
there you
missed,
go.
Kev.
Absolutely. So we got that going. And Madge, when you go walk around town, though, I mean, people still, I mean, you're still Magic Man to them, aren't you?
Yeah, I get recognized still when I come back. It's pretty cool. I mean, everyone is always really gracious and respectful, and they get excited, and for me that doesn't bother me at all. It's an honor that people still remember you, and if they want to say something nice, it's really cool. So, you know, I enjoy interacting with the fans now, because when you're a player, you don't really get to do that much, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're too popular, I guess, or whatever. But now, you know, when you're older, I'm 60 now. So, you know, I'm just thrilled that they remember me.
Hey, we got,
you know, at this point.
Mark Houston here from Bell and Sports Medicine, and I mean, it was well documented, everything you went through. I can't believe what you went through in your post-playing career from the injuries that you had from your playing days. And Mark, you see Magic walking around there, and you more than anybody would know what he's gone through to be as physically fit and whatever as he is right now, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was a youngster, and to see Don and what he did here, I you know, Jim asked the question to me, what's changed in healthcare? And I would say, Don, what do you think has changed in healthcare, being a pro athlete that's changed the game, both from when you were playing to now?
Oh my gosh, there's so much. You know, first of all, like the training, the preparation the athletes do now, their nutrition, so much more high tech.
Technology itself.
Yeah, the players now, you know, in the players now at Lambeau Field, the Packer players, you know, I go into Lambeau all the time. I take tours. I give tours, alumni tours, and we go into players' eating area, and they have a huge cafeteria with, like, three different sections of three different chefs, three different types of, you know, foods that day they can eat for breakfast, for lunch, and then if they stay for dinner. When I was playing, what we did when we first came in the morning, we checked in. They had a sheet of paper from Arby's, and we checked off how many roast beefs with cheese we wanted, and we had to pay for it. We left like $10, and they would go out every day and get us Arby's for lunch.
And curly fries. I still remember the curly fries
and the horse sauce.
Curly fries were good, man. But yeah, so that's definitely changed, and I mean. And then with the training, I mean, the guys are getting a lot bigger, a lot faster. And then the medical technology as far as surgeries and the way they can, it's so much more advanced. I mean, you know, I had, when I got injured, when Favre took over, you know, I had a really, really bad high ankle sprain. And it's basically tearing ligaments in your ankle. And back then it took me almost 10 weeks to get healed. Nowadays, you know, they can go in surgically and they can put literally fishing wire, fishing line, and wrap it around the two tibia and the fibula, and, you know, make it a lot tighter and come back, and the players can come back so much quicker. So a little stuff like that, you know, is way different. And then, of course, the biggest difference from when we played now with players is, like, I mean, we used to call it chemical warfare when we played. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would shoot us up with Xylocaine before every game if we had any kind of serious injury to make sure we could play. And then after the game, you know, the pain pills were handed out like M&Ms, man. And it was crazy. They've definitely reeled that in a little bit too, a lot.
You know, it's something crazy when you know, it's an epidemic almost, you know, when players start naming their daughters Percocet.
Yeah, for sure.
But
and those were good.
I do remember that, though. You guys just pretty much having a handful of whatever you wanted.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I always tell the story, like when we were in away games, and you know, we'd fly to, say, I don't know, Dallas, and then if we win or lose, once we got up. When we're returning home, you know, we get up in flight, and you know, normally you have the flight attendants coming down the aisle with the, you know, drink cart or the snack cart. Our trainers came down with the drug cart, man. They had prepackaged and just hand out, you know, whatever you wanted, you know. And guys always had alcohol in their bags, so, you know, it was.
And that's what you called treatment back then. That was it.
That was, yeah.
Anything in vodka,
you know. But the crazy thing is, though, you know, back then when we were playing, I mean, we wanted it. I mean, we had to have it. You were so beat up, and, like, especially if you had a bad injury prior to the game, you know, and you got numbed up, shot up, you were hurting after the game. So you really needed something. You needed it, you know. So, you know, yeah, that was crazy. It was chemical warfare.
Dad, once the roids came into football and. On an accepted level, you hate to say that, but that happened in Major League Baseball, too. There was an era where things were just really changing. Did you say to yourself, okay, really, these guys aren't big enough. They're not strong enough. They're not fast enough. And now they're taking, you know, the juice. I mean, that had to be tough. I remember talking with a retired NFL official, and he said it got to the point where he was really nervous for quarterbacks because these defensive players had gotten to a level he had never seen before. You were right in the middle of that, weren't you?
For sure. And, you know, I've seen plenty of guys that were on steroids. I've seen guys use steroids. Hell, I had a lineman on my team that I even injected steroids in him. He was like, hey, man, can you help me out?
Oh, and man.
one time I put it in as a behind, man. So that didn't sound right.
No, no, it didn't.
Where's that one going?
Scratch out for the promo. That one will not be the promo.
Anyway, man, it was prevalent. It was prevalent.
Yeah. No, and it's shit. It has changed. Everything's changed. And you know, John, you said it. They're faster. They're stronger.
They're unbelievably fast.
Sounds like a $6 million man team, doesn't it?
The off season is different from a downtime. There isn't much downtime any longer.
Yeah, there is no off season.
You know, but Don reaffirmed everything. It's the nutrition. It's the training that goes on. There is no off season. And then you talk about MRIs and X-rays and rehab and how quick they can get you in with a surgery and get you back on the field. It's drastically changed.
Could your shoulder have been taken better care of, Don, at the time, do you think?
Yeah, I definitely could have had better surgery. When looking back at it, I wish I would have chosen a different surgeon. I wish I would have went to probably Dr. Andrews in Birmingham. He did a lot of my other surgeries, you know, and he was the famous surgeon, athletic surgeon at the time, and I think he did 5 of my surgeries. I just had my 27th surgery this past June. I had 2 rotator cuff, my right shoulder again, I had rotator cuff surgery and the biceps tendon reattached. I had a tear in that in January.
Whoa.
And then 6 weeks, I was wearing my sling, and I had a bad fall in my house. I don't want to say how, but it was just dumb. And I retore it, and I had to have it redone in June. So I'm still like 20% healed. I got a ways to go, so it's still tough. I've had a lot of surgery, man.
Madge, can you stick
it's
around?
It's not been easy.
Madge, can you stick around for a 1-minute break?
For sure.
Awesome. We're with Don Majkowski, Dennis from the Glam Band, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, and Nikki Z. Back after this.
Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Just like hey, welcome back. It is Football Friday here in Mino in the Mirror, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We're with Don Majkowski here on Football Friday. And Dennis, I don't think people realize, I mean, everybody knows you're the vocalist of the year, the top band around, everything like that. But you are a diehard football fan, so
without
go ahead.
So Don, just want to invite you. We are playing again at Stadium View after the game on Sunday. If you want to come out and hang out with us, you don't have to play if you don't want to. I understand you're a hurting unit and whatnot, but
I
respect that.
I'm definitely my daughter is in town. She's 27 with her fiance.
All right.
And tomorrow's her birthday, and we plan on coming by to watch you guys.
Oh man.
After the game, so we'll definitely attend. But yeah, I can't. There's no way I could get up and
I can
and
only
play
imagine
with you guys. Tonight. Yeah. So, but hey, and you know, I'll leave it at one time, and it was fun. It was great. You guys are crazy, man. You guys are like, I don't know. You recognize me in the crowd, and there was a couple guys like, you know, hit with their head saying, come on up. So
yeah,
that was cool that you guys let me do that. You know,
yeah,
plan.
Welcome to come up anytime you want. You're a Glam Band Hall of Famer, my friend.
Yeah, you guys are great, man. I really love watching you guys play your era of music that you play. My wife absolutely loves it, and we have a great time every time we see you guys. So yeah, we're definitely going to be there. So
awesome.
We'll wave.
Magic. Now, John, that invite was from Dennis.
But if Dennis can't make it, Don's thinking to himself, Mino can fill in.
I was just going to say, but he didn't offer that to you.
And let me say, what happened when Jim had me sing that one day? People were like, this guy's got a great voice. Remember that?
Sure got quiet around
no,
here.
I don't remember
hey,
that.
Hey, Magic, what would you, I know you've had people, but if you could have one day in your life, is it to run out of the tunnel for the Super Bowl, or would it be to walk out on stage in an arena show at, the old Yankee Stadium or something like that?
Oh, man, I would probably do the football arena, but, you know, always loved being able to go on stage. That's a rush, you know. It's really cool. But, being a professional athlete, professional quarterback, that would be the ultimate experience, I think, you know. So that would be cool.
What got you so interested in music, Don?
I started when I was really young. I started playing guitar like when I was 9. I'm self-taught. I'm just a basic guitar player, you know, basic chords. I can't play lead or anything. So, I play pretty well. And it's just something I really enjoyed. I mean, you know, when I was 9 years old, I mean, I listened to every Kiss song. I was a big Kiss fan, you know? So, to see the glam band, you know what, if I ever did play with them again, though, I want the full getup though. I want the wig. I want the hats.
That's awesome.
Well, what's it going to be like for Malik Willis this weekend if he does play? As a matter of fact, that when you have a short notice, you didn't go through training camp with a team, and I know you've had that situation where it's like, oh man, I gotta, you know, drink out of the fire hose type thing and cram with this offense. How tough is this going to be for him?
I mean, it's so interesting that, first of all, like, I think the way they made that trade, I don't think they would have brought him in and made him the backup for week one if he didn't already know the system.
Okay.
So he had to have some experience with this system if they put him in the backup role, you know. Because if he didn't, there's no way he could back up. So I'm assuming that he already knows the system pretty well. It might not be the exact system, but he should be familiar with it. And now they're just going to probably fine-tune the game plan to what he does best. I would imagine they're going to use a lot of play action, getting him out of the pocket. He's an unbelievable athlete. My son went to school with him at Liberty University, actually. Wow. My son played 4 years of baseball at Clemson, and he had a 50, and he transferred to Liberty, and he was friends with Malik, so he knew Malik. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, we'll be rooting for him for sure, but I'm sure they'll fine-tune the game plan to what he does best. And I'm telling you, the kid is an unbelievable athlete. We haven't seen him play much, but the kid, he can throw, and, you know, he can definitely run. And so that could be a big upside for us. You know, I just don't know how well he reads coverages and so forth, being a young quarterback. So that'll be the thing. And, you know, what kind of chemistry he has with the receivers, not being here very long. You know, it takes a long time to build some chemistry. So we'll see. But I'm excited to see him play. Obviously, I wish Jordan was still playing. I wish him the best. I hope he heals up as quick as he can. I met Jordan this summer for the first time, and I couldn't believe how big he was. He's absolutely huge. I shook his hand. It was like shaking a stack of bananas.
Swear, man. Get off me, banana hands.
Yeah, he's huge, man. He's huge. And the best kid in the world, man. He's such a great kid, so I'm a big fan of his.
Will they let you in the locker room before the game? Are you going to give a pep talk? What do you got?
No, I'm not going to be in the locker room. We are not allowed anywhere near the locker room as former players.
No.
We're not allowed in the locker room ever as former players, except for doing alumni tours or something. But, yeah, we'll just see him. You know, in the offseason, I saw him. So that's
sure.
I do understand that he has some, Willis has some, some familiarity. I guess Matt LaFleur was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee, so the offense is somewhat similar. There might be some basic formational calls that are probably similar and what have you. So he's going to have at least that part going for him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's what I said. He definitely has to have been in that system, because to play at this early stage, to make him the backup for week one, there's no way they would have kept Clifford back there if Malik didn't already know the system, you know, so I'm thinking he's familiar with the system. It's going to be interesting to watch. So hopefully the defense can play great. A running game can help him out. And like I said, his play action passes, get him outside the pocket, and let his athleticism take over and let him do what he does best, throwing on a run, you know, bootlegs and play action pass. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be as bad as, you know, not people think, but I think we might be surprised how good the kid is. I like him.
So is that going to make Jordan Love the third quarterback, you think? Because there's some question about whether they haven't exactly ruled him out, per se. And I, with that being said, there was also, I heard somebody did a study about that same injury since like 2005 with a bunch of quarterbacks. A lot of them are averaging about a week or two out.
Okay.
And some came back to play the very next week.
Wow. That would be great. I have no idea. You know, I don't know the severity of it. I guess it wasn't obviously as bad as everybody thought. So, yeah, they'll put a knee brace on him. I don't know if he'll be active or not. You know, a lot of times teams say that just to make the other team prepare extra. They got to prepare for another guy like Jordan Love. So they just, it's kind of a, you know, game. But I'd be surprised if he was active. But, hey, if he is, man, that would be great. But I just hope he doesn't rush it, man. It's a long season, and don't rush it, because athletes, we're our own worst enemy. And, you know, the trainers, coaches, man, they'll encourage you to get out there before you can, you know, before you're ready. So I think, you know, nowadays are a little different, though, because with the money that he made and has just signed for, I think they'll probably take the best care of him ever.
Did you ever have that one, Madge?
I had a hyperextended right knee 1 week, and I remember when we played the 49ers in San Francisco in 89, I had to wear this big Donzi knee brace or whatever it was called, and I absolutely hated it and could barely run. It limited me a lot, but I did wear it for that one game.
And you won the game.
We won the game, and I actually had two running touchdowns, man, with a backed-up knee. that was the only 1 week I had to deal with it. But that knee brace helped a lot, but I hated it.
Don Majkowski, what an honor and privilege and pleasure to have you on this show.
All right, guys. Hey, last thing. You're asking me my new favorite place in Green Bay to go hang out is Hinterland.
And next time you're coming to the studio.
Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back once again, and thank you so much to Mark Hewson and Don Majkowski for joining us, Teddy Stefaniak, Jake Vandenplas from DC Farm for Vets. They've got a great thing taking place up in Door County this weekend, Honey Harvest Event. And that is such a great organization they do. They do so much for veterans and for other people to help out, and just a bunch of vets helping vets. It's very cool.
Listening to him talk about who they are, what they do, and why they do what they do.
You talk about a mission statement that they live up to.
Holy man.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You can hear the pride in everywhere.
Absolutely.
And for them to be able to go, they offer to go into somebody's yard or whatever, they get put in a garden for them.
Because they believe in it that much. And then to help them become successful with that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And they're looking for 20 people for $10 a month to be sponsors of the whole program.
Put me down for one of those.
Okay.
You're incredible.
Yeah, put me down for that. Absolutely.
Thank you. We will.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Will tell you he's down, but then he's probably going to rescind that offer.
Hey, remember I said I was going to give that? I got this other thing.
I kind of overspent this weekend.
I still don't think I'm in the wrong.
No, you absolutely 100% are in the wrong, bud.
Our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service in a stunning setting right here in downtown Green Bay at 217 North Washington Street. Whether it's a signature press panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, or especially large plate that includes a choice of ribeye, chicken, duck, or salmon for dinner, let the Heights be your destination. Looking to host a private party or event? Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second-story private parlor and third-story loft. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com.
I'm hungry.
I know. They've got great food down there.
You owe me lunch. You owe me so many lunches.
Tough crowd over here.
Jeepers. I know, right?
How did he bring her in here?
Jim brought her in. Todd brought her in. I'm like, not her.
Right.
And it's like,
chased me off with a stick. They gave me this swipe.
She holds you accountable, man. I can
appreciate
that.
So what do I do with that bomb?
Yes.
Tiger bomb's in the studio, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Tiger bomb.
Who told you to put the bomb on?
Tiger bomb, darling.
Armchair boogie tonight at 7:30 at Gather on Broadway. Great bluegrass band from Madison.
Nice.
Armchair Boogie. That was fun listening to the Bluegrass guys last week.
Wasn't that amazing?
It?
Yeah. Yeah,
just watch them work.
And the more music down here, right? The mayor was talking about it.
Yeah, on Broadway, right?
Yes. Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's the big thing taking place this weekend. Yes. Hang on.
But wait, that's not all.
Talk amongst yourselves. All bands on deck.
All bands on deck.
Come aboard for the 4th annual All Bands on Deck, Green Bay's biggest live music festival, Friday, Saturday, September 13th and 14th. That's tonight and tomorrow. The festival will feature 100 live local bands and songwriters. That's pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
What a great venue.
Yeah.
At a dozen local bars, restaurants, and food trucks located throughout the Shipyard District, along South Broadway and the Fox River. Also featured will be food and drink specials at participating businesses and free safe ride shuttles provided by the Brown County Tavern League for you to traverse between your favorite venues. Admission is free to all. All bands on deck.
You got to go to that.
Absolutely.
The weather's going to be amazing.
Just walk around, live sample music. The different music.
How many more weekends like this are we going to have?
Maybe none. Yeah. Maybe none. Did you used to do it when you were a kid? Would you go to like a music type festival and think, yeah, I like that kind of music or maybe that kind of music? Or
growing up in Wild Rose, there was no such thing as a music festival.
That's what I mean. Would you go to Appleton or someplace? Or
very seldom.
Go to the Wild Music?
I led a sheltered life, my friend.
Okay. All right.
That explains a lot, though.
Yeah, it does.
Just like Don, though, I was a big Kiss fan, though, so I listened to Kiss a lot.
And just jam out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was funny how Price
record player, you know.
I was like my first year of college when Kiss became a thing. I mean, that's how long ago Kiss has been around. Hello,
Kiss
Amanda.
And you. Hello. And you.
And how long you've been around.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good
morning.
Shots fired. Not you.
Pew, pew.
Over yonder.
Pew, pew.
No, I'm just popping in to talk more about some concerts that are happening.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, like tomorrow, they got Live in the Garden at the Badger States 2024 Outdoor Summer Concert Series.
Which is nice.
Which is nice.
Nice location.
They got Moon Driver there with food trucks.
Ooh.
And the food, one of them is called Guten Appetit. Which is
Guten Appetit.
Appetit, which is, they're combining French and German, and I'm not a fan of that part.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
I thought that, yeah.
It's way too early to do that.
Wouldn't it be funny if there's another one that's a gluten appetit?
Gluten-free appetit.
We can tell who had coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And
gluten. You don't get the bell
and
on
the
that one.
Greek goddess Appetite.
You did not get the bell on that one. You did not get the bell on that one.
I don't care.
Tell us again.
I'm comfortable in my own skin, man.
Tell us again where you got the Tanner Bordellini jersey.
Well, I got it from Tanner's girlfriend, but Tanner hooked it up. You know, he made it happen. They talked.
Tanner plays for the Indianapolis Colts.
They talked
high school football.
Themselves.
Kiwani.
Did you steal that from his poor girlfriend?
Did I will slow down. No.
Are you going to wear that
she
Sunday
had the
night?
Connection.
I am for a while.
Okay.
I am because we have to. Yeah, Tanner's a friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Friend of the band as well. And he's come to many shows and whatnot. And he's a friend of ours. We hooked him up with some swag, you know, in trade and whatnot. But yeah. Well, we will.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to represent my he's my boy.
I just think
he's
that's
boy,
one
Moo.
Of the coolest things when you've seen somebody in high school at, you know, 16, 15, 16, 17, and now they're running out of the tunnel at the Lambeau Fields of the world and things like that. I just think that's incredible.
That's every boy dreams of that, right? When you're throwing the football around in the yard with a buddy or your dad.
If you think about that too, that forces a guy at that age to really grow up. It really forces you, you know, the things you have to think about, you know, things that you're probably not ready for. I can only imagine being that age and having to deal with these things.
Right.
I can't imagine being that age and having that money in the bank all of a sudden when you haven't really had. I mean, Tanner's been brought up, not saying him and anything, but some of these kids that were so disadvantaged.
Oh, absolutely.
Had so little. And they didn't have the NILs in college. Where,
right.
Trust me, I lived amongst a lot of college football players, and they didn't have extra money.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
They'd pool their money together to try to, you know, get a pizza and everything. And now, for all of a sudden, okay, now I got $8 million in my checking account. How would you handle that?
Only that, you got to imagine the family members that or friends that are going to come out of the woodwork
no
and be like, listen,
question.
I know what to do.
That's what I mean. That's part of it. You know, back in the day, NIL meant no money.
Exactly.
Now,
totally
well, I mean, how about the guy for the great player for the Dodgers?
Ohtani.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
His right-hand person.
Right.
How many millions?
$16, $17 million.
My God.
How does that even happen?
I know. I mean, at some point, you got to be able
how
to
many
look at your...
Did he have Ohtani's letters, like signed Epstein's mother on it or
something
like that? You know?
But I'm a little bit surprised that they haven't looked deeper
Well, I bet they have. It's just all hush, right?
Yeah, maybe.
They have kept, you haven't heard a peep since spring about it.
Seems like they tried to bury that.
Absolutely.
Well, he admitted guilt to it, so.
No, I know, but I...
Right, but you don't get any further anything? We don't
I think that was part of the thing. Okay, I'm guilty.
How do you pay back $16 million? It's, you know...
Right, but we're not hearing about any level of punishment.
No.
Jail time, restitution. I mean, restitution.
That was really quiet.
Blah, 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 blah,
really
blah.
Quiet.
Well, but, Japanese culture, though, being what it is, there's a lot of shame in that.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine? He's going to have the ultimate shame.
Yeah, good point.
That could be in that culture. That could be more than enough.
I also didn't realize that they have an
sounds soft,
such an affinity. I guess I didn't know what a passion they have for gambling either.
Oh, I didn't either.
Who knew?
I know. Like high stakes things.
You got a thing here. Hi, it's Shannon. I've been ridiculed by many people about how I always say absolutely. After listening this morning, I realized I got it from John. Thanks a hell of a lot.
Wow. You're welcome. Absolutely.
Blame it on John.
I've had people tell me that. I do say absolutely. A lot. Yes. Yep. All right,
fantastic.
Fine. Are you going to the game, Dennis?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You know what? Interesting. Set up? Speaking of Tanner and things like that and players, he wanted to hook us up with tickets a couple times. He reached out to us. Man, I love you, man, but thank you. I'm not going to be that guy. We're friends. We're good. I have to prepare for the show afterwards and all that stuff. And are you sure? He kept going. He's like, man, I got you. We're good. Thank you so much.
Hey, do we have the perfect guy coming in on Friday? Buddy's with Mikowski.
No doubt.
Go on stage with him. Buddy's with Tanner wearing his jersey with him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, was that sort of a dream, like a pinch me moment for you?
Every Friday in the studio is a pinch me moment.
Right.
Every Friday in here is a pinch me moment.
Yurko,
flatter us.
I'm being honest.
Is there anybody that you would want?
Rubbing elbows with Amanda.
Anybody that I would want? Linda Carter, bring it on.
No, I don't mean that.
I said what I said.
Come on. Do you remember her in the Battle of the Network Stars?
Absolutely. How can you not?
Amanda wasn't even born.
Stars were brave.
Yes, they were.
Hang on.
Before they signed insurance waivers, you know? They're sticking their head down a lion's mouth, you know, in the circus of the stars. They're doing high dives.
Could possibly go wrong?
They'd be wearing these
Didn't
really
she do a high
tight...
dive or something?
She did the 50-meter swim race.
And sure, she did. Yep, she did. That's right.
She did that proudly.
Battle of the Network Stars.
Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, said it again.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, buddy.
Wonder Woman.
All the world is waiting for you.
Todd gets right to it. Todd doesn't mess around.
Our dance moves are so good for radio.
Yes.
And they're perfect for radio.
Yes,
she's my first.
They are.
Well said.
They are very good for radio.
For real? Linda Carter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Linda Carter was my first crush. Yeah.
Huh. I'm a lot older. So mine was Ellie Mae.
Sure.
Ellie Mae.
God, Nikki's face.
I thought Ellie Mae and Dolly Parton was the same person.
Basically, I know. I
back
agree.
Back in the day.
Got this loving Dennis and Nikki on the show. Tell Jim that his services are no longer needed.
Hey.
Thank you, Brian.
The other side of that is no more parking tickets.
Good point.
For him, right?
For him, yeah.
Right.
I can't believe that Katie and Otis came downtown Green Bay yesterday for lunch and each got tickets.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hard. That's tough.
Like 4 minutes expired. 4 minutes. And again, our studio MVP, Todd, almost threw quarters in their meter. Nope. She still had time left. But.
You gotta look at it this way a little bit, though, that whoever is doing this, they are so good at their job.
Ninja.
They are amazing. Like the MVP of giving tickets.
Never underestimate the power of the sneakiness.
Do you ever see those guys? They mark the tires with chalk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I got you. I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Don't worry. I'm just going to move a little bit. No.
I'm just going to swab that. Put my thumb on that with a little spit. I'm going to get rid of that little chalk mark on my tire.
That's what our Friday crusade should be.
Yeah. I'm trying to call Katie Todd. Find out how mad she is about getting a ticket.
What are you going
to
call her?
You know, because she's probably not doing anything right now.
Well, you know, they might be playing music now.
Oh, sure. That's why you send a text, Uncle John.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow.
Can't take you anywhere.
Amanda, thanks for being nice to me.
It's only because
I've got somebody
she's quicker at it than I am.
A quicker picker.
I do get a...
Your nickname now is Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Mm. So I still feel, now you guys literally made me feel guilty about that grill.
Why? Now the guilt.
Well, now I feel guilty all the way around. I felt guilty at first. I'm going to be giving it away. Mm. Now I'm feeling guilty that I'm taking it back. Now I'm feeling guilty.
Well, here's what I think is remarkable is that you are such an authentic person.
True that.
And you show us absolutely everything about you.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you so dang lovable.
Well,
you know, like sometimes we want to go and we want to wring your neck for taking that.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, gosh darn it. Ugh. What's not to love?
It's Nagani nice is what that is.
Can I ask you this?
I am not going to chip in for the replacement.
I wasn't going to ask that.
No.
If I gave it to you, would you just make me a bunch of stuff and bring it in at times?
No.
No, okay. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
No.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm just
didn't know there were stipulations.
I mean,
with
you were
the
being
grill.
Nice all of a sudden. I thought maybe, you know.
Shush.
Ah,
no.
No. Okay.
No, the line is a dot. So right. Here's what you've got in your near future.
Yes.
For your ailment.
That's a small thing. I got big quads.
Can you rephrase that?
So, right. Again,
Tiger Bomb.
That is very true. Again, radio.
What did she say? What did you say?
What did you say?
That's a small thing. I got big really quads. Yeah. That's almost as magical as Don Mikowski saying, I'd love to go to Nicky's.
Yeah.
Like the establishment, not my place.
I know.
You
know,
and I also live in De Pere, so that was uncomfortable.
Oh, this smells like old school ointment. That,
oh, I know.
You know, the next day when you pulled a muscle, you'd be in
the
study hall.
Yeah, the
and people would be looking around like,
aspirin cream?
Yes.
Whose grandma's in
class?
Yes,
yes.
Also, a substitute for smelling salts.
It is. It really is.
Stays crispy.
Oh, my God.
Milk.
I can still smell it.
It's magic.
Boy, Teddy Stefaniak and Mark Houston are going to join me in the press box.
Yeah, they are. They're going to get a whiff at you.
Wow.
You're going to want to be downwind from them.
Tiger Bob on Mino's Quad. Coming up tonight at 7:30. Quick break. Back up. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mayor. The man had to step out to drop his lovely wife off at the airport and head into the weekend. We got Dennis from the Glam Band. We got Amanda. We've got Nikki. And we're hoping to talk to somebody else who may be upset because they got a parking ticket
right
in
now,
downtown.
Four for the high today. We're calling Mino and the mayor here on KISS FM. We're live.
Hello.
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 Is this Mino?
Yes.
My wallet's gone. Is this
my
gone?
Wallet's gone. Hey, Nick.
Oh, promo Nikki's in there.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Nick Petrano.
Hey.
Nick, you know what I'm, you know what I'm holding?
Nikki.
You know what Nikki gave me?
Way to beat down those bees yesterday. Nice job. Take that. Eat it. Yeah,
no,
it doesn't matter what you do in the regular season, Quad Cities.
Exactly
eat it.
Right.
Woo. Nick, do you know what I'm holding in my hand that Nikki gave me?
That's a loaded question.
We got that right.
I'm a little concerned. I have my dump button ready to go.
Thank you.
Bomb.
Balm.
Balm.
There's an L in there.
Balm.
B-A-L-M.
Because I pulled a quad muscle, so she brought me some balm.
Balm.
Take your balm.
He's got a balm in his hand.
So I knew you'd get
it. You're listening to a caddy.
He asked where his quad was, and he's the one in pain.
No, he just wanted you to apply it. Don't fall for it.
Also probably a true story. Oh, all right, kids. So... Your experience.
Wait,
downtown.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you guys something real quick first? If I'm a bad guy or not?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's try your moral compass.
So I did a benefit the other night for this wonderful group, and they gave me a grill, a very nice, nice grill.
A Blackstone.
Okay.
You got
a Blackstone. Yeah. But, so here's the deal.
But listen, guys.
No. I didn't know what a Blackstone was. So I come in the next day, and I said, hey, this is really nice of them. They gave me this grill. I got a grill at home and got one at the camp. Do you guys need a grill? They're like, no. So then I'm doing a different banquet last night, and one of the live auction items was a Blackstone that went for like $700. And I didn't know what they were. I didn't know it didn't have the grates. I didn't know you could cook scrambled eggs on it. So I'd offered it to Jim, the mayor, for his charity, the
community
homeless
shelter.
And he said, oh, that's great. They'll love it. And they said, hey,
they'll auction it off. It'll raise money for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. But today, I asked for it back today.
Yep.
Yeah.
On air. On air. You did this on air? He absolutely said, Yeah, I'm going to need that back.
Yeah. Okay. So we've already been promoting it that John Mino donated this.
Okay.
So, so Mino is shocked that this makes him a bad person. Shocked.
Oh, that's not what makes him a bad person. Many things make him a bad person.
I think my favorite part about this is, though, is that you didn't really care about the black stone until you knew you could scramble eggs on it. Yeah.
Well, and then
he
just...
I didn't know I could.
He just tried to gift it to me.
Egg scrambling.
Yes.
If I would occasionally cook and bring him things prepared on it.
Oh, my God.
Dig that hole deeper.
So he giveth and he taketh away.
Yes, Katie.
I'm just going to say this. I would have cooked you things for a free black
stone. Wow.
Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
We all heard that.
When you do put it that way, though, I mean, if you're supplying the black stone.
Katie.
All I've got to do is whip up some eggs.
I hate to say it, but I'm just, I have been, I got a black stone, but it's a little tiny version, and I want the big one now.
Yeah. I bet you
I've got a big one in a box at home. I still got to put it together.
Mayor, a gently driven mini version, and then take Lionel's big guy.
What if I, Mayor, I will donate to your charity half of what it is worth.
It's already seasoned.
No. No. No,
scrambled eggs outside would be so good. I would do that every Sunday morning.
What we do?
Here's
with
the deal. Everybody
never do it.
Everybody is all geeked up about these Blackstones. You guys, it's a griddle. It's
exactly.
A griddle. I have one. Yeah. I have one that I just made chocolate chip pancakes for dinner the other night.
I would do that.
From the comfort of my kitchen.
I would do that.
Where I don't have to take 27 extra steps to make my pancakes outside.
But listen, if you do want to go outside, all you need is a campfire stone. Is a campfire stone.
Tell us you hate the environment without telling us you hate the environment.
Yeah, go ahead, Nikki. Wow. You guys want her back?
I bet you don't even cut up your six-pack rings, do you? You just
no, I save all sorts of turtles and sea life. Of course. Why am I the bad guy here?
Yes.
Mino, Mayor, can you guys do something about the parking downtown? Because
we
were down right next to your little neck of the woods. And Mino, you've been on the soapbox that I agree with for 20-some years about how stop begging us to come downtown and then screwing us with parking tickets and paying to park. And I figured at this point you live downtown, you should have got this fixed already. What's going on? All three of us got tickets.
I know. I heard that yesterday, you guys. But Katie, did you find my card on your windshield wiper?
A funny story about that. Not only did I find it, I went and took. This is a good card. Whoever got you those cards,
because
I took then the kids' vehicle through the car wash. It survived.
That shows how much she cares about my card. She didn't even take it off.
She went and stays crispy, even in milk.
Wow.
In my defense, I took them all off and I left that one on. I didn't realize it was still on there because it was kind of like in the I couldn't see it on the windshield when I was in the car.
Yeah.
So I went, took it through the car wash. I parked the kids' vehicle and then I saw it on there and my first reaction was, of course it's mine now.
Of course.
Of course. He haunts
you. Of course it survived. Yeah. It survived and it was barely wet.
Like a cockroach.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Hurricane Mino.
Yeah.
Hurricane
Mino. Oh, I like that a lot.
Nice.
I like that a lot.
So, get rid of me.
Yes, exactly. So you guys were down here. Was the ticket, was the ink from printed on the ticket even dry, do you think?
No, it was moist.
It was 3 minutes after it expired.
Listen,
Amanda, how many?
Even if I had used the app, I would not have put more money on the app for three minutes.
Listen, I feel for you guys. I got almost three in one day. The third one, he was by my meter just waiting. And one of them was a minute apart, by the way.
Who is it that's doing this? Who is it that's doing this? Because I want everything.
Don't do this.
Someone very good at their job.
Don't get the voodoo doll.
Thank
out.
You. Yes. Because I'm taking full accountability. I was like 20 minutes past. I earned it.
No, I'm taking accountability. Yeah. I just think it's ridiculous. I deserve the ticket, but it was 3 minutes. Come on.
I just keep bringing up this point. Out of the three of us, I was the only one that was told I could expense it.
Shut up.
Because you were in the station vehicle?
I paid it.
Hey, Nick, is Otis...
Now you know why she took it through the car wash. Yeah.
Nick,
I'll get it washed for you, Joe. Hello.
That's money.
The guy turns 40 and he's a softie.
Hey, Nick, is Katie becoming Tiger Woods? Come on. Nick, give me your Tiger Woods impersonation.
Is there any way I could get out of this office there? Joe,
did you just say the pulled over boobs move?
Yeah. Is there anything
we could
do this?
Was she
crying? Take care of this right here in Brainerd.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have never pushed the puppies together to get anything.
Oh, sometimes wow. I loosen my belt.
Oh, okay, look at the time here. Yeah, it's been nice talking to you kids.
Right.
I gotta go
wonderful
cook something on my skillet.
Guys.
Great talking to you guys. See you guys. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you guys.
What did you learn today?